In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. This great feast, which was defined within the Church in the 1850s by Pius IX, reminds you and I of three great gifts which God has. First, His omnibenevolence, or His goodness. Secondly, His omnipotence, His all-powerfulness. Thirdly, God's eternity. Those are the three things on which this particular grace, which we celebrate today in Our Lady, who is our fairest honor, relies upon: God's great goodness, God's all-powerfulness, and God's eternity. What is that to say? It means that in this particular feast day, what Pope Pius IX proposed for you and I, he said it was by a singular grace that the Blessed Virgin Mary was at the first instant of her conception preserved by a special privilege granted to her by God, that she would be free from the stain of original sin. It's a doctrine which is held by all the faithful and incumbent upon each of us, and reminds us of God's great goodness, of His all-powerfulness, and of His eternity. God is totally good. In every single possible and conceivable way, His great goodness is that He desires you and I and all of creation not to encounter sin whatsoever. And so He created Adam and Eve, which is our first reading. His goodness extends throughout all time, offering every person a grace, which is why St. Paul could say there is no reason for any person to ever to fall into sin, because at every moment, God never allows you and I to be tempted beyond what we are capable. But should we be tempted, He always provides you and I a means of escape. Sadly, you and I do not make use of every means of escape, and we fall into sin, because there is something which is impure within us, conceived in that original sin of Adam and Eve given for us in our first reading. But God's goodness extends so far that He wishes even to preserve that. His all-powerfulness means that He can do all things, that there is nothing which He cannot do. God is so powerful that His power extends and has no limit except for that which He places upon Himself, which is to do evil in Himself. And so God's power extends so that He could even preserve a soul from original sin. But it depends also upon His eternity. What is His eternity? God doesn't exist in time and space like you and I. He's not limited in any way. And so stepping outside of time and eternity, He is able to look at every moment that has ever passed, which you and I also can, in a limited way, be able to do. But even beyond that, He can look into the future. Not only that, because He is omnipotent, He can reach and to pull into graces from every time, every moment which is even yet to be, and be able to grab something which has not even happened, a grace which is not even earned yet, and provide it in a prevenient way, meaning it comes before to somebody, which is what He does in the Blessed Virgin. Sitting outside in His eternity, seeing the great offering of the gift of His Son upon the cross, He's able to apply that grace so that it might be the very means of salvation for the fairest honor of our race, His greatest of all creation outside the humanity of His Son, Christ, able to apply that to Mary. And so that she is indeed an object of the salvation of her Son who is yet to be born. And that salvation was purchased for her, providing her the grace to be the perfect vessel, as it says here, full of grace within our gospel. You and I celebrate that grace today, and it reminds you and I that God is completely good. He desires not a single soul to encounter grace, and Mary, in a very singular way, He preserved her. Reminds us of God's great power, that there is nothing which is beyond His ability there, and He is able to do all things. So you and I can have confidence when we go to God that He can do all things for us. And as well, it reminds us of His eternity, that God is not limited even by time and space, which you and I are stuck within all so often in worry about what may be. God knows what will be and is able to even apply graces that are not yet to you and I who are here now, as He did so in a singular way through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary, being full of grace, makes her a treasure house of graces, which you and I can go to. So today, whatever difficulty or hardship is going on within our souls, we can ask her who is the fullness of grace. She was immaculately conceived to take from this treasure house of her graces and apply those graces to the very difficult things which you and I are going through in the moment. And we can know in confidence that, as Blessed Bernard of Clairvaux prayed in the Memorare, we say, "Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, who implored thy help, or who sought thy intercession was ever left unaided." And so you and I can fly with confidence to her, trusting that what it is that she desires, so too is in perfect will in accordance with what God desires, and so laying hold of God's great goodness, of God's all-powerfulness, and of God's eternity, all those graces can be applied to you and I so that we may have that which is most necessary, which is the graces necessary to be with Him forever. If you are here and you're not immaculately conceived, if you're here and you find that you are still within sin, we can give you the grace which will make you most like the Blessed Virgin Mary as you can possibly be after baptism, and that's confession. In the back of the church after Mass, I'll be in the confessional to hear everybody's confessions for as long as you wish. Mary, you were conceived without original sin. Pray for us poor sinners who have recourse to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.